Police arrested two University of Connecticut students after a video posted to social media showed students shouting racial slurs outside of a campus residence hall. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano visited the campus a day after the arrests.
Junior Tommy Alau said he saw the video right after it was posted to Instagram. The content hurt him.
That's not right what they did. I was very disgusted by the act, you know. I was very disgusted, very disturbed.
I caught up with Alau outside of the student union. He says the fact that the school pressed charges against the students is a bit of a relief.
I feel like kind of a little bit more peace at mind.
Inside the student union, Odalis Hernandez says she heard about what happened in an email from the university. She's a resident assistant overseeing students in a dorm, and she says the email came with a prompt that RAs have a responsibility to make sure acts of racism are not tolerated inside school dorms.
Our rounds, that's what we do, like they're called rounds, they're going to stay the same, like, but we are going to be more aware because when stuff like this happens, sadly, sometimes people think that it's funny or okay and it'll happen more often and there's kind of like a ripple effect. So we are going to be more aware to see if other people will try to do the same thing.
Police charged Jared Corral and Ryan Mukaj, each with a misdemeanor charge that carries a potential $50 fine and a maximum of 30 days in jail. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.